Well, the 4th of July holiday right around the corner, we're going to talk a little bit about safety, because safety should be a key issue. No matter how illegal fireworks are, people seem to get their hands on them, and sometimes when they get their hands on them, accidents happen. We're going to talk with Darcy Young about that today. She is the emergency room manager here at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Darcy, thanks for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's important stuff. You know, it seems pretty simple, just, you know, handle these things properly and maybe you won't have issues. But, you know, it seems like every year someplace people are talking about these disasters and in some cases tragedies that really happen when it comes to mishandling some of these items.
Yes, it can be very devastating. You can have some pretty significant injury to yourself and even death in some cases.
Well, it looks like in some of the numbers that I've been able to put together, it looks like hands, fingers, things like that are some of the most injured areas, which I guess would make sense because we're handling some of these things.
Yep, correct.
What types of injuries would we be susceptible to? You would assume burns and things like that, but what are the types of injuries you'd be looking at?
Burns, penetrating injuries sometimes can happen with the aerial kind of rockets and things that shoot out. It can, you know, pierce into the skin. Eyes are also affected. You could have an eye injury, you know, lose some sight in an eye, possibly even.
Well, and we think, oftentimes we think about the person who's actually handling the fireworks, but these things move around.
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, you just need to be safe and make sure that you are far away from a lot of children or a group of people. If you're the person in charge of lighting the fireworks, you want to make sure that you're lighting one at a time and, you know, make sure that you have a bucket of water or a hose handy in case some unfortunate accident would happen.
Don't sometimes people get a little bit crazy when they get all these things together and think, ooh, let's make a bigger boom?
Yes, and that's probably the most dangerous thing you can do. So, you know, you need to have a responsible an adult who is in charge of lighting the fireworks. And like I said, you know, just do one at a time, enjoy each one as they last. And
how difficult is it to see these types of injuries come into an emergency room when you figure, you know, how little effort it really would take to just be safer with it?
Oh, it's always devastating, especially if a small child is involved. You know, most of the time we're pretty fortunate. We just see some minor burns and we can treat them and, you know, release the patients. But unfortunately, it does happen once in a while. Somebody gets severely injured and it's devastating to the families and friends.
Well, and sometimes you can have problems with things around the fireworks, too. It might not just be the actual device that you lit. There might be, you know, it might be in a metal container. It might be in a glass container. There might be some other things around. Things can become shrapnel very easily, can't they?
Yes, correct.
Does that make it difficult? I mean, do you spend a lot of time in some of these types of situations having to, I guess for lack of a better term, dig things out?
Well, yeah, if that wasn't the case, you know, debris would have to be removed from the patient if necessary. But, you know, like I said, most of the time it's a more of a burn type of injury or a penetrating injury. And, you know, we treat them and, you know, fix them up as best we can. And hopefully it's not something so serious that they would have to, you know, go somewhere else or have a fatal accident.
But you can see much more severe injuries.
Yes, yes, you can be severely injured.
For someone that comes in with something like that, and I realize we don't have a lot of problem with that here locally, which, you know, thank goodness we don't. That's why we're doing this education program here now. But for someone who would come in with something like that, can you give folks an idea of what their experience would be after some sort of an injury from something like this, what they would go through?
We would treat the injury as, you know, the severity of it as it came in. Someone might expect to have some burn treatment for the next few days to a couple weeks if the burn was severe enough. Of course, if it was a penetrating injury, you know, the injury might be something that, you know, if you lose your eyesight, you've lost your eyesight, and that's a long, ongoing problem. You know, there's been some penetrating injuries where people would have to be hospitalized and have surgery. You know, and I've also seen, you know, people have lost, you know, arms, limbs, you know, it can be pretty severe. So it just depends on the type of injury, what kind of treatment you would get.
You bet. Well, Darcy, you know, there are all kinds of different, when we think of fireworks, typically people are thinking about the things that you light. They take off and fly. They go boom, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But there are things that are actually legal here in Iowa that they can get their hands on. A lot of times young kids like to play around with sparklers and things, and and they seem pretty safe on the surface. But, wow, what happens if something catches on fire like your clothing?
Yes. So sparklers are legal here in Iowa, and young children tend to really like them, and they are fun, but you have to make sure that there is an adult, some adult supervision with that. Sparklers will reach 2,000 degrees, so they can burn skin very easily and burn clothes very easily. So again, you know, if you have a bucket of water nearby where you can put the hot metal sparklers in after they've completed, you can put those in to keep them cool, or to have a bucket of water there in case somebody would get, you know, burned.
Mm-hmm. And how painful are burn injuries?
Burn injuries are very painful, yes.
And difficult sometimes to get over. Sometimes it takes a very long time to recover from those types of things.
Sure.
And they happen very quickly. If someone's, you know, let's say, for example, someone's clothing would catch fire. I mean, things aren't necessarily all made of cotton anymore. There are all kinds of different fabrics, and some of them don't burn very well. They just melt onto you. It can really cause some problems.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, that would be with, you know, if you would have somebody, you know, unfortunately, their clothes would catch on fire. You know, if you had that bucket of water, you could quickly douse them out. If not, you know, you want to strip off those clothes as soon as you can.
Absolutely. So a lot of good stuff. So it's best if we don't meet you in these circumstances, right?
Right, yeah. Our goal is not to have any fireworks injuries here at the hospital.
Let's keep it that way. Huh?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Darcy, thanks for your time today. We really appreciate that. And I hope you have a happy and safe 4th of July with your family and friends. And we hope everyone else does the same.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Well, and in addition to some of the things Darcy was telling us about, too, are some other important things that come from the Consumer Product Safety Commission, that hands and fingers typically make up about 41% of the injuries involving fireworks. About 19% would be the heads, face, and the ears. Eyes are 12%. 15% would be your abdomen area, the middle of your body. And about 1% would be the arms. So hands, head, face, that type of area, the middle part of your body, some of the key parts there are the ones that do get hit the most often when those types of things happen. And as Darcy mentioned in some of these issues too, you should never allow young children to play with fireworks or ignite them like that. You want to avoid buying fireworks that are packaged in brown paper, because often that's a sign that the fireworks were made for professional displays and they could pose a danger to the average person in the backyard. You always, of course, want to have an adult supervise those fireworks activities, because parents don't realize that young children suffer injuries from things like sparklers. As Darcy mentioned, sparklers burn up to 2,000 degrees. That's hot enough to melt some metals. So you know what it can do to your clothing, what it can do to your flesh. You don't want to ever place any part of your body over a fireworks device when you're lighting the fuse. Back up to a safe distance immediately after you light that stuff. Never try to relight or pick up fireworks that have not ignited fully. It seems like, you know, it's just the way it goes. About the time you pick it up, that's when it goes off. You never want to point or throw fireworks at another person. It's very serious. Keep a bucket of water or a garden hose handy in case of a fire or some sort of mishap, even with sparklers. As soon as you're done, as soon as you think they've gone out, they still glow very hot. Drop them in a bucket of water. You want to light them one at a time, move back away quickly, and never carry fireworks in your pocket or shoot them off in metal or glass containers. And after fireworks complete their burning, you want to douse that device with plenty of water from a bucket or a hose before you throw it in the trash, because if it's warm enough yet, it could reignite and start a fire. And you should make sure fireworks are legal in the area, and we know how that works, but, well, Missouri's awful close to this area, so some fireworks do get around here in this area, even though they're technically illegal here in Iowa. Folks are going to get their hands on some of those things once in a while, and they're going to have their fun. So, as Darcy said, make sure that you're safe. They don't want to meet you that way. Some of these injuries, burn injuries, penetrating injuries, very painful, and some of them can take a long time to recuperate from. So let's keep yourself out of harm's way and have a good and safe 4th of July. Again, I want to thank Darcy Young, the emergency room manager here at the Cass County Memorial Hospital, for helping and sharing with us a little bit about fireworks safety here today.